WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Sources tell ABC News President Trump is considering recommendations from his national security team, including giving Israel American military assets for its war with Iran, a risky move, not just militarily.
Deepening America's involvement could also be politically risky. The president pledged to stop all wars. Even some Republicans are cautious, and Democrats pushing for the U.S. to step back.
People suing Purdue Pharma are waiting to hear from a judge today about the settlement. ABC's Jim Ryan.
Every U.S. attorney general has signed off, and now a bankruptcy judge will decide the next step in the $7 billion settlement against Purdue Pharma and its owners, the Sackler family. Purdue's opioids are blamed for thousands of overdoses in the past 30 years. The judge is expected to give the plaintiffs until September 30th to vote on whether to accept or reject the offer.
Dead at 55, Food Network star Ann Burrell found unresponsive in her New York City home. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Two people have reportedly been arrested in connection to now three scenes across Madison. The hazmat team has been called to two locations on the west side and a home on Spooner Street, all within the last 3 days or so. The State Journal reports the Spooner Street address belongs to a man who was arrested earlier this week on charges of attempted first-degree homicide and stalking. The Department of Justice, Middleton and Madison police, firefighters, and hazmat crews are all involved in processing these crime scenes. Authorities say there's no threat to the public or neighbors. And the state Supreme Court has struck a blow to the Republican-led legislature, saying lawmakers cannot hold up the attorney general from finalizing settlements in lawsuits. This partially undoes a 2018 lame duck law requiring the Department of Justice get approval from the legislature's budget committee before settling. The state Supreme Court has a liberal majority, but Tuesday's opinion was unanimous and written by Brian Hagedorn, one of the court's conservative justices. The decision comes as Collinounce, Wisconsin, and other attorneys general plan to move forward with a $7.4 billion settlement with opioid maker Purdue Pharma. The suit accuses Purdue of aggressively marketing painkillers and fueling the opioid crisis.
There has been devastating loss of life as a result of this epidemic. One of the things that we have known throughout this process is that in seeking accountability from companies like Purdue, while we will be able to get a measure of accountability, we're never going to be able to get the kind of recovery that I believe matches the scale of the harm done.
Under that agreement, Wisconsin would get about $80 million and about half of that in the first 3 years. That's on top of the more than $780 million already awarded to Wisconsin and local governments from earlier opioid-related settlements. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's game two of the Brewers and Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Crew losing last night 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy's reaction after the defeat.
It was a good game. A lot of great defensive plays, both ends. They hit in the clutch. They did some clutch hitting. Suzuki's homer changed the game. I'm proud of our guys. We did some good things. We didn't necessarily hit big situations, but leaving 10 guys on base or 9, whatever it was. But credit to their pitching staff and credit to their defense. They got a great lineup.
The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong with a diving catch of Bryce Terang's liner in the 8th and followed that up with a 2-run homer in the 9th, 452 feet, hitting the scoreboard. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things. Great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today with a few showers and thunderstorms around and a high in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then some clearing late, a low close to 60. Partly sunny, warmer, little muggy on Thursday, highs mid-80s.
It's 71 right now.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The John and Gordy Show.
Mike McCabe joins us, by the way.
Yes, Mike, you know about the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
The announcer calls them the Nanners.
They have all kinds of antics.
They have,
I mean, it's
they have
great.
Bright yellow uniforms.
Yes, they do.
And they do performance dances at home base.
Or
the
in the
players
field.
Are out there like cheerleaders.
Yeah. And even the umpires get involved.
Yeah, they do.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk about some of the legal issues of the day with Jim Santel.
And we'll talk AI with Tim Slecker from Busted Benson's.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you. Cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
The president, the vice president, and their allies have continued to call all the protesters out there insurrectionists. Yes, this is the same man who provoked an actual insurrection at our Capitol on January 6th. The same man who incited a violent mob carrying Confederate flags against Congress. The same man who then pardoned the convicted felons who assaulted our brave Capitol police officers.
Yep.
Amen. That is our Senator Alex Padilla, our senior senator from our great state of California.
Yeah, he is the senior senator.
He is, because Adam Schiff just got elected.
Yeah, okay.
I know we had Dianne Feinstein for so long.
I know.
It's like, got to think about that.
Everybody else was the junior senator for so long.
God rest her soul. So the curfew, by the way, has been lifted in Los Angeles. So that is good
Downtown
news.
Downtown Los
Angeles. Hooray.
Yes.
That is good news. Yes, for that, you know, 1 mile radius of Los Angeles that was under curfew.
Yep. So we can go back to Verstkucha.
Yes. The best brewery in the Arts District.
Uh-huh.
That made Bella very, very happy.
Yes.
It is 7 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller with Chris and Bella. So LA journalists, and I am all for this, are suing the city and the LAPD chief amid the ICE protests.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching what happens even over the weekend, let alone prior to that, to journalists really bothered me because it was cops. It wasn't the National Guard and it wasn't the Marines, thankfully. But the LA Press Club and Status Quo argued that the LAPD has violated the First and 14th Amendments of the Constitution, as well as state law, through their treatment of journalists covering the region's protests. It's a 22-page complaint. Being a journalist in LA is now a dangerous profession. The complaint reads, saying the LAPD's actions during the protests reveal a brazen refusal to abide by Constitution and state law. The action seeks judicial assistance to force the LAPD to respect the constitutional and statutory rights of journalists engaged in reporting on these protests and the inevitable ones to come. It lists several instances, including the one with the Australian journalist Lauren Tomasi, or Tomasi, with the rubber bullet while she was on camera. It's like,
right.
Her back was to them on top of it all. Mm-hmm. I mean, and he was far away. She wasn't engaging with them at all. He was far from her. He was,
and you could see him point the rifle
over
at her
and then
shot.
Boom. That was intentional. It wasn't a mistake. It was completely and utterly intentional. Thank you for the camera there. In each of these cases, the journalists were simply reporting. And the widespread use of force against journalists by the LAPD indicates an intent to prevent public scrutiny of police conduct towards demonstrators and refusal to abide by constitutional and statutory safeguards for journalists, and an institutional failure by the LAPD. So I am in support of this, even though as a taxpayer, I'm going to have to pay it should they win the lawsuit. But I am incomplete because the police shouldn't be doing that. They just shouldn't be doing that to anybody, let alone anybody that's unprovoking is doing anything unprovoked, mm-hmm. just like standing there. I mean, there's no reason to start being aggressive towards
right.
them.
Right.
There are ways to not do that. Like the ABC reporter who is confronted, he didn't get physically hurt, but he was confronted by a police officer who was so angry with him for just being there and reporting on it and said that he touched him. And the reporter was like, I didn't touch you, man. I got it on tape. We're live on. A reporter wouldn't do that, especially live on camera. So I'm glad that they're doing this. I am in complete support of it. And the chief has some he needs to answer some questions, some serious questions on what their plans were for these protests and what their plans are in the future, because it's just wrong. Karen in Chicago. Hi, honey.
Hi, honey. Hello, everybody. It's abuse of power, and we have to keep saying this over and over and over again. Everybody on American soil is afforded due process per the Constitution of the United States of America.
Yep.
So, you know, when we're talking about, is it Brad Ladner, you know, the comptroller, mm-hmm. Alex Padilla, that's what they are guaranteeing. When AOC comes out and talks about it, that is what she is talking about.
Right.
People have the right to due process. And so what these ICE officials, what these law enforcement officials need to understand is that when you take away people's rights and you abuse your power, at some point there will be accountability. There uh-huh. will be, this is, time is going to pass. And if we look at the protests over the weekend, you know, that was about 5% of Americans. And I can't mm-hmm. remember who the person was on Jon Stewart, but that is a revolution.
Yeah.
That is, you know, so if we can get more people, this time is going to come and go, and when we have our democracy, there will be accountability for every single person who is not named Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully even for him as well, and hopefully it's 6 feet under, but that's getting ahead of myself. this is what people need to remember. This time is going to come and go, and there will be accountability for all of you. And point of order, and this is kind of going back to the first half hour,
mm-hmm.
But you know, with Laura Loomer, you know, yeah, she is not a part of the administration,
right.
but she apparently has a lot of influence. And just a little point of order, Elon Musk was never confirmed by Congress.
True.
He was able to just walk in to have full access to all of our departments, mm-hmm. kill investigations into his companies, right, and do all of this stuff. We have to put this in the long list of everything that is going to have to be dealt with after this is all said and done.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. No,
you know?
You're right. Yeah, you are correct, young lady, as per usual.
Thank you. I love you guys. Have a great day.
Me too. Bye.
Bye.
So she's absolutely right, and we need to – the accountability better happen and not just let it go like we did.
Right.
Before.
Right.
It can't. We need to stop letting things go. We should have not let it go with George W. Bush, and we should have not let it go with Donald Trump when we had the chance.
Right.
And I do blame Mitch McConnell and the Senate GOP members who did not vote to convict Donald
mm-hmm.
when they had an opportunity to do so, and they chose not to. So, on them. This is interesting. The far-right Bible College condemns the MAGA assassin. Good.
Yeah.
He was a student at Christ for Nations Institute in Dallas. The school has confirmed that. And he graduated in 1990 with a diploma in practical theology and pastoral.
Okay.
Apparently,
this college is a really charismatic version of Christianity. They, like, you know, they speak in tongues and that sort of thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, kind of Pentecostal.
Oh, okay. That explains a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we are absolutely aghast and horrified that a CFNI alumnus is the suspect. This is not who we are. This is not what we teach. This is not what we model. We've been training Christian servant leaders for 55 years, and they've been agents of good, not evil. So, I mean, I'm glad they came out with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the right thing to do is to say that. I don't know the place, so I can't really comment on them much. Kim in Dallas, do you know anything about this church, Kim in Dallas?
I do know a little bit about this church. It's about 5 miles from where I live.
Oh, wow.
And I will just say that they are the major source, have been the major source for the haters that come to the Pride Parade.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They are also the people who actually protested at the March for Our Lives we had here in Dallas several years ago. So this, and a lot of their language is very vile and violent.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they're trying to, obviously, I don't say that they're out there advocating for murders, but they are people who are actually, I think, radicalization side. If this were a mosque, that's what we would be calling them.
Mm.
And I will just say that my church, though, we used to, what we used to do, because they would hassle people so much, and they were used to be about 20 or 30 people about 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
our church would go out and try to engage them in theological discussions, mm-hmm. so they would leave people alone so they could enjoy the parade, and
mm-hmm.
that was usually fairly effective. And then a couple of years, we actually had a very bad kazoo band.
Awesome.
They're really, I don't get into the theological stuff, but their theology is really, really bad, and
yeah.
I would take issue with a lot of what they say about themselves.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to share that. But on another note, in Dallas, we had between 10 and 12,000 people last Saturday at Arno King's March.
That's awesome.
I mean, well, it was a rally in March.
Mm-hmm.
And Paula Poundstone was the last person to speak, and I just wanted to ask you if you would share with her something. I could not find her. You couldn't see her. You could hear her.
Uh-huh.
It was great. But I will say that if you would just share three times, we could hear you.
We will let her know that we could hear her, that you guys could hear her. That's funny.
She might have heard that right now.
She might have heard that right now.
Yeah,
okay,
she listens.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Cam. That's funny. That's very funny. We love Paula Poundstone.
Yeah.
She's the best. So Mike Lee finally took down the post that he mm-hmm. got called out on.
Yeah.
But it was still up there for over a day,
mm-hmm.
easily over a day, maybe
mm-hmm.
a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
He took it down basically because of the blowback that he was getting. He apparently he refused to answer questions yesterday. From NBC News' Brennan Leach. Brennan confronted Lee at the Capitol, where his staff tried to block cameras. Again, trying to block the news media from asking questions about something that he posted. It's not like... Okay, he was asked, can you tell me about your conversation with Senator Smith? And he just stayed mum. He didn't say a word to these people. And they kept trying to push him out. He asked again. He said, do you regret your tweet? Do you stand by the post you made on X? The staffer kept trying to block the camera. He asked again, what did you think of the meeting you just came from? Again, silence. So it's Mike Lee needs to resign, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, you just people relishing in what happened is gross. And then saying that it was that the person who did it is not the person that they claim he is. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't matter. I mean, if he had been a leftist, it's still awful what that person did. It's irrelevant,
right.
as far as I'm concerned, what his political leanings are. But the fact of the matter is he is a MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
And he did do that. And for them to say, like Donnie Jr. said and others have said, that he's a Marxist of all things is just utter insanity.
Yeah, that fallacy that the shooter was a left-wing person is not popping over on the right. It's just not getting through that it's a fallacy. They still believe it.
It's mind-boggling to me that
they
want to
believe
it. It's what they want to believe. It's confirmation bias is basically what's going on.
Right.
They think that, and because when it happened, nobody knew what his political leanings were at the time.
Right.
They just had his. We didn't even know his name at the time. It must be this because he was appointed by a Democrat. I think that was the only thing they had to hang on.
Yeah,
was the fact that Governor Walz, and I assume the previous governor was also a Democrat. I don't know. Because he was appointed twice, or he was reappointed by Governor Walz after his first appointment. And again, it was to a board of some sort. a community thing. Right. So, yeah, I think that's the only thing that they had to hold on to. And sorry, guys, you're wrong. Okay. It is 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by CB Distillery, which I will be taking when I get home. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let's tell you about some CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, guess what? It works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise, or if you sleep wrong.
Yeah, like you did last night.
They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients, no fillers, just premium CBD. I prefer gummies. I know you're a tincture guy and you're a gummy girl.
I am a tincture. Oh, yes. I'm a tincture tot.
Yes, there you go. And Ms. Miller likes the relief sticks. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change, like millions are, to CBD from CB Distillery. For a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use promo code Stephanie. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code Stephanie, cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Hey, I like it. I like it a lot.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, it's summer, campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories, but lately one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation, pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't just about personal beliefs. It's about power, and it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them, ffrf.us/freedom, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. ffrf.us/freedom, or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. May 12th, the U.S. Department of Justice reportedly requested all the state of Colorado's records relating to the 2024 federal election and the preservation of records related to the 2020 election. The request may relate to President Trump's effort to free a convicted Colorado election official. The records request is massive. In November 2024, there were 4.65 million registered Colorado voters, 3.3 million of whom cast ballots in the presidential election. Then consider the records from every electronic ballot tabulator, voter registration and verification documents for each voter, and more. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold told NPR, "What they're going to do with all this data, I don't know, but I'm sure they'll use it to push their ridiculous disinformation and lies to the American public," she said. There is speculation that it may be related to convicted Mesa County elections official Tina Peters, sentenced to 9 years for giving voting machine access to conspiracy theorists tied to MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. The week before the Colorado records request, DOJ was directed by President Trump to, quote, take all necessary action to help secure the release of Peters. To date, Colorado has reportedly provided two copies of its master voter list to DOJ and its 2024 voter history file. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Stephanie Miller. 'Cause baby, you're a
firework. Come on, show 'em why you work. It is 25 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. Carl in Kentucky, hi.
Hey, Jody, how are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
And I just want to argue a little bit with the caller that you had that said that there will be accountability. I just don't see it. I want to know what accountability looks like for these people like Mark Meadows and Kevin McCarthy and Josh Hawley and the people who supported the insurrection with Donald Trump.
What does
it look like? Please tell me.
You are absolutely right. We have to, like I said earlier, we have to do what we haven't done in a long time, which is accountability, because we haven't done it since Nixon, really.
Yeah.
And had we done the right thing with Nixon and prosecuted him instead of Ford pardoning him.
Well, that's why it's vitally important that in 2026 we take back the House and the Senate.
Exactly. Because
they're the ones who can hold people accountable.
Exactly. And the Senate is, the map is harder, but it can be done. Y'all in Kentucky, is Rand Paul running? I mean, isn't McConnell... He's not running in 26.
I think he's done.
Yeah. So you've got an opportunity, Kentucky in particular, to elect a Democrat instead of Mitch McConnell.
Especially an Andy Beshear type of Democrat.
Yes, exactly.
Which would be awesome.
He's a fantastic governor. So, no, I mean, there are ways people in Kentucky and other places that normally vote for Republicans. You don't have to. It's a statewide election for the Senate.
Right.
You can't gerrymander that.
Nope.
Unfortunately for Republicans, they can't do that. So, y'all in red states that are unhappy with what's going on, try to mobilize and everybody you know to vote for a Democrat instead of whatever Republican is running in your state. I don't know the specific folks, but yeah, Mitch McConnell is one. You can replace him with Andy Beshear, or somebody like him.
Yeah.
Go do it. You know, I highly recommend it because we all need to.
If Kentucky produced Andy Beshear, it could produce people like him.
Exactly. I mean, and again, that's a statewide election.
Right.
So I don't see why you can't, you know, replace Mitch McConnell with somebody like him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be an excellent idea. Michelangelo in Denver. Hello.
Hey, Michelangelo.
Good morning. How you doing, kids?
We're well.
Good. Listen, I just wanted to call in to say, number one, it was just amazing this weekend to look across the country and even out, you know, outside our borders too, how people stood up and all. And some idiot here, you know, well, you know, yeah, you get a couple of million people out there, so what? Big deal, you know. It's only a couple of million people in a country of 330 million. That's nothing. Are you kidding me? We had what? Maybe about 12 million people this weekend get up and start to, you hear the voices and stuff. But anyway, listen, let me just tell you, I invoked Jill Sobule's name marching like, you know, down Broadway here. They marched 6 miles. 6 miles people marched. from the side streets. People were pouring out from the side streets. Nice. All the little neighborhoods were having demonstrations, and people were just pouring in and coming out until you had this huge, huge amount of people covering Broadway from side to side, north and south, all the way to
I used to live on 11th and Spear, so I know exactly where you were.
Oh, you know where it is. Yeah. Okay, so you know the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
You know the neighborhood.
Too. All right, Michael, we got to go. Yes, sir. It's heartbreak, honey. Gotta go. I'm sorry. Bye. It's 29 minutes after. Malcolm Nance, next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found Wisconsin gets less funding per person from the federal government than most states. The report, based on 2022 federal tax data, found that Wisconsin ranked 41st in the nation for the amount of federal funding received per person who lives here. In total, Wisconsin got an average of a little less than $15,000 of federal money per person. While we rank toward the bottom of that list, experts are still warning that further federal budget cuts could have a significant impact on Wisconsinites. Meanwhile, a new study shows just how much money you need to live comfortably here in the Badger State. Now, it's important we define what living comfortably means. According to Smart Asset, who did this analysis, that includes paying your bills, having adequate housing, being able to afford hobbies, the occasional vacation, and a rare emergency. Plus, there's a formula they use from MIT, but we're not going to get into that part. Here in Wisconsin, to make that happen, as a single person, you need to make about $87,000. That means Wisconsin is actually one of the cheaper states, coming in at the 37th most expensive. For a family of four, it's about $225,000. That's more middle of the road nationwide. Meanwhile, a Wisconsin woman is a little richer thanks to The Price is Right. Here's Lisa Hale.
The owner of DeBaker Acres, a strawberry farm in Sturgeon Bay, appeared on The Price is Right game show Monday and walked away a winner. Leslie DeBaker played the any number game, allowing her to win a hammock, a small amount of money, or a new car. She guessed the price of the vehicle and won a brand new SUV. The only problem, Price is Right doesn't deliver cars to Sturgeon Bay. So she took the cash value instead and paid off the car she bought a week earlier.
The Price is Right Live is touring the country again this fall, but they're not coming to Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today with a few showers and thunderstorms around and a high in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then some clearing late, a low close to 60. Partly sunny, warmer, little muggy on Thursday, highs mid-80s.
It's 71 right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
live in a world where you've got to confront problems. You want to avoid World War III? Learn the lessons from World War II. People in World War II appeased Hitler to the point that it got so much out of hand, we had a world war and 60 million people got killed. So we live in a world where you pay now or you pay later. Let's stop this threat before he gets a nuclear weapon. Let's end this reign of terror. Let's do it now.
That was, it's 34 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller this week with Chris and Bella. And that was Lindsey Graham talking about bombing Iran.
Oh, yeah.
And look who we have here.
We can dance if we want to.
Oh, I like that background today.
I know, it's very nice.
Yeah. Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles. I say, Malcolm Nance, Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance. It's the Malcolm Nance. Well,
let's Malcolm Nance. Hi, Malcolm. I'm sure you have thoughts on Lindsey Graham.
First thing in the morning.
I'm sorry.
I swear to God. Did you really? Not even a breath.
Nope. Throwing you in the deep end.
That is the deep end. Look, guys, we are in a very, very crazy and dark place. I don't even want to talk about Lindsey Graham. You know why? Because I'm sure you brought up Mike Huckabee's private message with Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I haven't.
Well, we haven't brought it up on the show yet, but
yeah.
I read about it.
Oh, jeez. If you haven't seen that, you really have not seen the depth of depravity and craziness we have gone to. Yesterday, Donald Trump re-truthed, you throw in quotes up there, a DM Mike Huckabee sent to him where he said that essentially Trump was sent by God and that the only voice he should listen to on Iran is him, God's, not even Mike Huckabee's, and that Trump is the most consequential president who will make the most consequential decision since Harry Truman in 1945.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
..
Wow.
And he said he will remain in the embassy and keep the flag flying even though everyone else is gone, but he must listen to God. I walked away from that as an intelligence analyst with, did Mike Huckabee just request Trump nuke Iran?
He did.
Because that's what Harry Truman's decision was to drop 2 atomic bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. Thank God Mike Huckabee's not the last man in the room,
I hope. Well, yeah. Well, according to CNN, Donald is getting war advice from Laura Loomer.
Yeah.
Holy.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to make your head explode.
Oh, no.
Help me, Jesus. You know, this is crazy. Okay, you guys, I swear, I'm not joking. I know during the breaks you're going, write this down. Malcolm will go crazy if I say this. Well, you're right. God almighty, we are in danger, people. If you go to my latest Substack, which says we're in danger.
Uh-huh.
Look, we're on the verge of war.
Uh-huh.
War, not just baby war. Serious war. War, if the Iranians get angry enough, if Trump jumps in and starts dropping bombs and kills civilians or does whatever, they could close off all global oil out of the Arabian Gulf, which means now it's not just Iran and Israel and the United States. It's Iran and the rest of the world who will not get their oil. Iran will attack the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait. We will be back to when in 1988 was the last time I got into a fight this big.
Right.
And back then, they didn't have any weapons. Well, guess what they've been doing since 1988?
Right.
Loading up on weapons.
Sure have.
They could attack our ships with hundreds of anti-ship missiles. This is where stupid people don't think about the consequences of their actions. And now I got freaking Whiskey Pete Hegseth and, crazy Laura Loomer, who someday, I swear to God, with Jake Tapper, there's a book you need to write.
Yeah.
Right? How is it Laura Loomer, all right, with her, with her botched facial surgery, is dictating the national security of the United States? Because you know what? I don't know. But there is, all I'm going to say is the word hoochie was probably involved. And people are going to die over it? Mm-hmm. Really? ISNY.
Yeah, I when I'm agreeing with Marjorie Three Toes about let's not do this, because her reasoning is it's not MAGA to do this because he promised he was going to be the peace president, remember?
Oh, you've got to sit and watch some of, I'm on panels with these people. You have got to see some of the crazy gymnastics that are going on right now. Mm-hmm. They're all for attacking Iran, but then they go, but we don't want war. But we should attack the Iranians because we have to support the Israelis. Look, these people are, I'm sorry to say it. If you look at what's actually happening in the world today, they are full-scale, open, full-throated, advocating attacking democratic cities using the military of the United States. Mm-hmm. And in the same breath going, well, maybe we shouldn't get into a war in the Middle East. Why? So you can start shooting people you think of as illegal immigrants and liberals? I literally wrote a book called They Want to Kill Americans. Mm-hmm. And it's... there are people in this government that are thinking, it's more important that we start, militarizing U.S. cities than attacking Iran, which does have a nuclear threat that generally should be neutralized. But the upside down, backwards world of Americans are the enemy and Iran is something we don't have to deal with is just freaking me out. Really, Jody, I can't figure it out.
Well, let's talk about something better. How is Philadelphia? Really? How is Pennsylvania this weekend? I saw pictures of you.
That's happy. happy clappy. Hey, we turned out on average 4.7% of the population of all the major cities in the United States. I've seen the lowest estimate was 5 million, but that came out within hours of this thing. The highest estimate I saw was 11.5 million people. I'm going with that. Philadelphia, we must have had 200,000. I stood at one point with Marcus Flowers, by the way.
I saw the pictures,
Who ran against Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
And we thought the parade would go by us in about 30 minutes. An hour and a half later, we joined the parade, and it didn't end for another 40 minutes.
Wow.
Behind us, Philadelphia turned up, and they were in a six-lane parkway.
Wow.
It was amazing. It was bigger than Kamala Harris's last, rally that she did there. Philadelphia, the Northeast turned out. The rest of the country turned out. And we've embarrassed Trump. Trump is angry at, Party Sauce Pete because his parade was so awful. And Trump said he was angry because the tone wasn't that they were ruthless North Korean-style military marching, but that they were enjoying themselves and wishing, the U.S. Army a happy birthday and not him. That made everything we did in Philadelphia worth it.
Yeah, it did. I mean, and I assume you also watched some of the clips with the soldiers marching. And they weren't marching. I mean, you know how to do that.
Well, the funny thing is I had some very frank things to say about that on Twitter. What they were doing was called route step.
Uh-huh.
Route step is when you want to keep them in formation, but you're over broken ground.
Okay.
And it's casual. But you want to keep them in a block.
Uh-huh.
No one ever uses route step for a parade, ever, 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 ever. And I said, the first thing I tweeted, I said, soldier sabotage is in full effect. They didn't want to be part of this silly parade. They could have been doing this on their bases with sharp uniforms. By the way, who ordered them into their Army combat uniforms, their daily battle dress, instead of their Class A blue or green and pink and green uniforms, as we call them, where they could have looked sharp? The only people that looked sharp were the professional soldiers of the Honor Guard and the bands, because that's their job. The rest of the Army's like, yeah, we'll come, whatever.
Do you think the commanders were doing a nice one-finger salute to Donald because by allowing that?
The Army birthday every year, it has parades on each one of their bases.
Right.
And a big PT fun run. And then they all get released for the day to go to the Army ball. Well, that didn't happen here.
Ah.
Okay.
It was duty beforehand, duty days in advance, pulled off of your regular day job to march for this fat guy and his birthday, and he's standing there and he's singing happy effing birthday to them. Let me tell you, the most malicious actors on this planet are a bored soldier, okay? and the gayest place south of the Castro is a U.S. Army barracks. When they're bored, right, they'll say all sorts of stupid things and go at each other. Well, this one must have had extra special meaning to them, where they could all singularly flip the bird. And I had people writing to me on Twitter going, Malcolm, you're disrespecting the troops. It's like, bro, the troops pretty much decided they were going to disrespect this thing. It was lame, and it shouldn't have happened.
Yes, it shouldn't have. And and Donald's very upset with Hegseth because it wasn't what he wanted it to be. And it's like, I feel so bad.
I feel bad. Whatever. What's next for lunch?
Yeah, Donald didn't like the shots he saw on social media of all the empty bleachers.
Yeah, he was very, very... He has a sad.
Yeah.
Did you talk about Fox News' fake cheering?
Yes. Yep. Heard about that.
Yeah.
There was a woman I saw on Twitter on X today. She was right there in front of the bleachers. She says... The stunning thing about it was so silent.
Yeah.
Yep.
And people were just like not cheering. And then Fox News puts this fake, huge, enormous cheer track. And then on Twitter, you can find them side by side, the real audio and the fake audio.
Right.
I mean, good God, you know. Look, Trump knew nobody was cheering for him. Melania's falling asleep. Everybody, guys are hitting vapes or crack or whatever behind his back.
They're checking their phones. I saw a whole bunch of them check their phones.
Yeah.
Check their phones. Party Sauce Pete was actually, I don't know whether he was popping roofies or whatever. These guys were just doing stupid stuff. And then my favorite part of the whole parade, you probably didn't see, is the guy who came with the drone in his hand.
Yeah.
And I wrote, this man is now going to be mocked by every soldier in the world.
Yeah.
And like clockwork, 3, 2, 1. There must have been 1,000 Twitter streams with over thousands of comments going, what? You know, make flying noises. I mean, this was just so funny. Or the tank guys doing the Queen Elizabeth wave at the wrist.
Oh, yeah.
That's a soldier mocking you.
Okay.
Okay? They know it's stupid. They're going to do stupid things given the opportunity.
Well, then hearing that one shot of the tank and you could hear it going, eh.
Yeah, the squeaking of the wheels.
Well, first off, it's a World War II tank.
Right.
I'm sure he was offended that there was a woman in the couple, you know, in the
I didn't even know that.
One of those tanks. That, yeah.
Dressed like a man. So, you know, but you got these M4 tanks from World War II. Yeah, you got to grease the sprockets.
Yeah.
Every main battle tank does noise. But what really made it pathetic was, I mean, he wanted the Kim Jong-un,
right,
you know, Moscow bridge. What moron thought Independence Avenue with all those trees was going to be a great place to march? No one.
Yeah.
Which is why L'Enfant never designed a Champs-Élysées down the middle of Washington, D.C. He made a mall, a green space, right, for people.
Right.
Because we don't do these stupid parades.
Right, exactly. Well, at least we ended happier.
Yeah. But now we have to take care of Laura Loomer.
Now we got to take care of her.
Yeah.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
Oh,
all right.
I did a little research on her.
All right,
she has no education in anything. She's a broadcast journalism major.
And that's it?
And that's it. Yeah.
Oh, God, so help us all.
Her job does not begin with the letter J. It begins with the letter H.
As
so,
in Gucci.
it's and you can till the ground with it.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Ooh, ooh, that's good.
Ho, ho, ho,
born your soldier.
You're working so blue, Malcolm.
You guys, go to my Substack page,
yes,
if you want to follow what crazy stuff is going on with this war. Because it's crazy.
Definitely subscribe to Malcolm's Substack.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much, Malcolm.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Stephanie will be back next week.
Bye-bye, Joe. See you.
Bye.
Bye.
It is 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Home Title Lock.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing your home titles and your equity is the target.
Yep.
Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on just one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name.
Oi.
Then they take out loans using your equity and even sell your property, and you won't even know it happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? Anyone? Ferris. If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why we've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie and you'll get a free title history and report and the free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection, which includes 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HometitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Oh, yes, here she is, Stephanie Miller, host of the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, yeah, we got the group in the house tonight.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, it's summer, campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories, but lately one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation, pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't just about personal beliefs. It's about power, and it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them, ffrf.us/freedom, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. ffrf.us/freedom, or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural
essential ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com. Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Steffi.
So delicious. My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym just working on my fitness. He's my witness. I put your boy on rock, and he
what happened to Fergie?
Oh, she's still around.
Is she?
Married to Josh Duhamel.
No, I think they...
Did they divorce?
I think they got divorced.
I don't know about that, but I know she's still around. Kind of. I don't know if she's making music. She's, like, at the point in her career where she's, like, guest hosting on American Idol.
They divorced. Know? They divorced in 2019.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. They were a cute couple.
Uh-huh.
It is 56. We're just going to talk about gossip between celebrities.
Yay! Yeah.
We can talk about Love Island.
Oh, my God. Guys, it's getting scary. And the more I watch it, the more I have to look at myself from like a third party view of like, what is wrong with you mentally?
Uh-huh.
Why do you enjoy this so much? And don't get me wrong. I know we've talked about reality TV a lot recently.
Yeah.
And ethically, it is not the most sound form of entertainment by any means necessary. Ethically, it's not good.
It's horrible what they do to these people.
So I hate myself for loving it. But it's just so addicting. And it's honestly, Love Island, especially right now, is it's so popular. Everyone is watching it. Like, everyone in my demographic is watching it. And it honestly is a really good distraction.
Okay.
Like, at the end of the day,
I would imagine,
when I need to just turn my brain off
absolutely
for an hour,
I do the same thing.
It's so helpful. And watching these crazy people make me, it makes me feel better about myself. But
I do the same thing with Below Deck. And coming up is Big Brother.
Oh, Big Brother.
Uh-huh.
Classic.
See, for me, it's like Forensic Files.
Okay. We all have our ways.
I know how to kill people so many different ways and not get caught.
Wait a minute. Your mom was on which one? CSI?
SVU.
SVU. Law and Order. Law and Order, SVU.
Ooh,
yeah.
She's good.
My mom used to make me watch SVU.
Love it.
And, I loved it. But as a kid, she'd be like, yeah, that's why you have to be careful. Like, you can't
leave
trust anyone. Like, you can't.
Oh, my
my God. That's scary.
Your mom won an Emmy for it?
She was nominated. No, she lost to Ellen Burstyn.
Okay. All right.
Whatever.
God damn it, Ellen.
Whatever.
Well, they sat next to each other.
Oh, at the ceremony?
At the Creative Arts ceremony. Okay. And mom watched her scene. She goes, wow, you're really good. And then they watched my mom's scene, and she turned to my mom, you're really good, too. Thank you. Aww. I mean, my mom does have 7 Emmys, so she's okay.
Yeah, you know.
She'll be fine.
She just needs that Oscar that Ellen's got.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. Okay. It is 58 minutes after the hour on Gossip Talk with Jody, Bella, and Chris on The Stephanie Miller Show. We'll be right back with Carlos Alazraki.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Maggie Dawn.
Who wins in war? Billionaires do. We discuss one such billionaire's efforts to buy Wisconsin elections and the lawsuit to stop them with Jeff Mandel and Scott Thompson of Law Forward.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News Special Report, I'm Wayne Cabot. The U.S. Supreme Court has just ruled on transgender minors. It says the existing ban on gender-affirming care stands. The ban stands. ABC's Stephen Portnoy says the ruling is strictly on ideological lines.
It's a 6-3 ruling upholding Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care, such as puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery for minors. Chief Justice John Roberts writes, the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause does not prohibit the state from enacting such a law, and that the issue is for the people and their elected representatives, not the courts, to decide. Liberal Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote a dissent, and she said she did so in sadness, adding that the court, quote, abandons transgender children and their families to political whims.
There are about 300,000 people between the ages of 13 and 17 who identify as transgender in the U.S., according to the Williams Institute at the UCLA School of Law. This is ABC News.